And over the course of the past school year, we have followed the implementation of Maine's proficiency-based diploma law through the lens of students and staff at Oak Hill High School near Lewiston. In a series we've called Lessons from Oak Hill, we followed the school's approach to meeting the law's requirements that students become proficient in subjects including math, English, and science in order to get a diploma. In our final story in the series, Robbie Feinberg reports on the progress the school has made over the past 9 months, but continues to confront issues that reach far beyond school walls.
Derek Cody arguably has one of the most difficult jobs at Oak Hill High School. He was brought in last year to serve as the school's interventionist.
It's my job to try, over the course of the year, to get them from, I hate school, I don't care, to, I still hate school, but at least I care a little.
You have your book, right?
Yep. Excellent.
When I spent time with Cody in the fall, he was working with small groups of freshman English students, many two or three grade levels behind. And getting them caught up is hard work. Instead of getting out their books, the students chanted and pleaded with Cody to play his guitar instead.
Come on! I'll sing!
Come on, get up!
No. Do it!
I'm sorry.
Eventually, Cody would get them back on task. And by the second semester, he was visiting math classes too. Often the work would be more pep talk than algebra lesson.
Punch myself in the face, I swear.
Fine, you're fine. Let's just take some review. You got this.
This intervention process can often be slow and time-consuming. But Cody understands. He says the kids are often dealing with issues that stretch far beyond the school walls.
I mean, there are kids who don't have internet access at home and won't. I mean, it's just not going to happen. We have students dealing with abandonment. Some of them live with aunts or uncles or grandparents, or they're dealing with substance abuse or trauma. I mean, you name it.
In early May, trauma affected the entire school when an Oak Hill student died by suicide. A few weeks later, threats forced the school to close down. One senior named Raven says the threats left her confused and scared.
But like, you get home and you think about it and you're like, but what if that did happen? But I mean, it's emotionally draining when it happens all the time.
Staff took action. They brought in counselors to talk with students. And Principal Marco Aliberti says learning basically came to a halt.
To ensure that people are in the right place, because, you know, it affected everyone. Affected everyone in this building, affected everyone in this school community in some way, shape, or form.
We just wanted to make sure our students were safe, knew, and let them know that we are here, we care, and if you can, and if you're ready, then let's try to do some work.
And for some students, the school's new intervention system is what ultimately pushed them to keep going. Raven, the 12th grader, says there were times that she just wanted to quit. But she says having a teacher like Cody to talk with one-on-one made a big difference.
So having these support systems around the school was like almost a safe haven for me. Like when I'm having a hard time, I'm just kind of overloaded. It's like, hey, I just need a second to talk.
By the end of the year, students still had to take standardized tests, and staff braced themselves, expecting negative results. But the percentage of students who were deemed proficient in math and English largely held steady from winter to spring. It was a surprising, mostly positive result, says Principal Marco Aliberti, and he attributes it in part to the new system of emotional and academic supports. But no one is necessarily celebrating. Most teachers I talked with told me that this year was one of their hardest. While Derek Cody says he's proud of what the school has accomplished,
my fear is that people are going to start getting a little burned out because the expectations for teachers are significant. And you're not dealing with products. These kids are going to go on and become, you know, our workers and leaders, and it's a lot of pressure.
Across Maine, teachers have expressed similar worries about their own workloads under proficiency-based diplomas. It's a big reason why legislators have recently passed a bill that would eliminate the diploma mandate, though it's yet to be signed by the governor. But at Oak Hill High School, the mood is more optimistic. Administrators say the new intervention and support systems have already led to positive results. And even if the mandate goes away, many staff hope to stay the course on proficiency-based education. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And support for education reporting on Maine Public Radio comes from a grant from the Nellie Mae Education Foundation.